Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, today we'll be heading in a totally different section of Shulchan Aruch. I did give this shiur. I was in the 5 pounds last week where they're learning to have a kollel in the morning of Balabatim. Many of you know these Balabatim. Some of them were installed by us. And for the last 3 years, I think 3 years, they've been learning Yaradeh and they've asked me to give them Snevah. So every once in a while, they have to drag me out. They have to come there. They tell me next time they'll come here. But they've been working on Shulchan Aruch Yaradeh already 2-3 years. I'm inspired by the fact that they can sit on the same halachas for 3 years. But what I want to learn with the Olam today is the questions that I was dealing with them about, some more complex, complicated questions. I'll try as best as I can. I know I'm not. I can't take 3 years of Shulchan Aruch and put it into a 45-minute shiur. You might need 2 shiurim for this. But what I would like to try with the Olam is different than we ordinarily do. We're doing Aruch Chaim, and we've been spending on Hilchos Tefillah. But two important questions that, although maybe these questions are not nageh to everyone of you, but the concepts and the different phrases that we are going to talk about are nageh to each one of us daily. And the questions you'll see are nageh to every one of us every Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos and Sunday. We begin, therefore, if you have the sheet, want to begin with the two questions that I talked to them about, because they're immersed in these two different simanim and Shulchan Aruch. And we will therefore begin with a question like this. I put it on the sheet, the two questions. Question number one is like this. You have challah. Now, many of us have challah from Erev Shabbos, and we want to heat it up Shabbos morning, so it should be warm, and it should have a little freshness to it. So what some of us do is we take the challah, and we'll put it on top of our cholent pot, or we'll put it on top of maybe an urn to heat it up. So the question is like this. If you take the challah and you heat it up and you're putting it on top of your cholent, and your cholent is fleishitz, in muteres b'achila, are you allowed to eat the challah? So your question is, what do you mean, are you allowed to eat the challah? What's the problem? What's the challah? The worst problem that the only problem we could have here is maybe the challah is fleishitz, which is going to be part of the shiur today. Maybe the challah is fleishitz. But as we are going to see, that once challah becomes fleishitz, then you have to throw it out. You can't even eat it with fleishitz. There's a halacha of milchika bread, which we all learn, but people don't realize that the halacha is with fleishika bread too. You can't have bread that's fleishiks or milchiks. If it's either going to be fleishiks or milchiks, we have to throw out the bread. And you're not allowed. Because the steam, because it's not burned. That's what we're talking about. Well, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be steam, even without steam. That's what we're going to see. It goes from the cover to the challah. That's what we're going to see. You don't need steam. You need steam to make it much more issa, but it still goes. And halacha, we find that's what we're going to learn today. Those are the halachas. That's what I'm saying. Most of these halachas, the Olam is not aware of. No, so we'll get into the raft also, because maybe it might not even help if it's raft. Might not even help. So that's question number one, which we'll see is really, it's really not pasha, because there's a lot of contradictions in Prima Gadim and other halachas. But that's question number one. So we have the challah on top of it. Let's say that you didn't use aluminum foil. Might not even help. But let's say you didn't. And you put the challah directly on top of the cover of the cholent pot. Now it's going from the cover to the challah. It might depend if it's metal. It might depend if it's glass. There's a lot of parts to this halacha here. But that's question number one. Question number two is dealing with donuts, because I was there Hanukkah time, so I needed something to do with donuts. So the shaila is like this. Misha asa batik l'chalas. You're making a dough of sufganiyot. You're making the dough for your donuts and you're boiling it. That's what they do with the donuts, it's boiling. In my shochu, but the pot that was used was a pot that was milchis. The kederach halav is basya. And within 24 hours, this pot was used to heat up milk. And now I am using that pot, boiling up water, and in that water, I'm cooking the donuts. Am I allowed to eat that donut? Same question. It's the donut here is not here. It's going to be a milchik donut because the pot is milchik. So I have the water boiling it up. Put my donut inside. The donut now maybe is milchik donut. So milchik, big deal. So have it with coffee. But as we are going to see, it's really not poshut. And therefore, the question is: are you allowed to eat it, or you have to throw out? Which is very, very important, because these questions once again, are not really, we don't really think about too much. Also, because most people would say, okay, let me eat a milchitz. Most people that are calling me up and say, eat the bread, my fleishik meal. So what we first are going to do is we're going to go through the halachas of not bar not. Just as an introduction, again, it's really hard in a few minutes here to go through all the halachas, do the best that we can do. So this way, at least, well, it's like when you learn certain topics, at least I don't know what to ask. I'm not telling the Olam here to be coming up on them. Because even them that are learning it for 3 years, when I gave them this year, they're shocked. So if they're shocked, I can only imagine that the Olam here is going to be pretty shocked too. My goal here is not to in any way show the Olam that you don't know the halachas over here, and there's been questions coming up that we never even thought about. That's not the goal. The goal is that from going forward, we should know that we have to ask these questions. Should have done this year, maybe 5, 10 years ago. But for now, it's just always because I myself feel that these halachas, we should really have a shir just in Yerideya. That's what we did in Yeshiva. Just to come in and do a shir on one or two simanim is very difficult. I'll do the best I can do. So there's halach of na par na. What is a na par na? A na par na means that there's a taste to transfer from one to the next. What does that mean? You have a fleishig of pot, so the pot now is fleishig. There's a taste in the pot. From the pot, if I cook up water, there's a taste that goes from the pot into the water. That's a second. That's a second taste. It's a secondary taste. From the water, it now will go into the food that's in the water, which is the donut over here. That's a third taste. So again, we have the original taste, which is in the pot. That's taste number one. You need the prima gaudamos. Not everybody holds like this. The prima gaudamos, you need a pot to begin this cycle of one taste, another taste, and another taste. Without a pot, it doesn't. It's just going to be considered all original taste. So we have a pot. We have a flashing of pot. From the pot into the water. From the water into the dough. Those are three knots. That's three. Maybe it's not such an issue. Says the Mechaber, let's learn the Mechaber in Tzadik Kesef. We're going to be spending time on Tzadik Kesef and Tzadik Zayin. Mechaber says like this, Dogim Shenis Bashel, we have fish that was cooked, Shenitzlu, so it was roasted, V'kideyo Shabasim, Fleishikapat, so let's not talk about the fish as much, let's talk about the Nisbashel, and the Nitzlu in this Kideyo pot, so the Dogim, we're going to be talking about bread, but it's the same thing, Dogim is not Fleishik, it's not Melchik. So we have something Parav, that's being cooked or roasted in a fleishik pot. What din does this fish have? Is it fleishik or is it not? Is it parav or not? So the Mechaber says like this, mechutzei yafa, so, and the pot is clean, no problem at all. She'ein shum shuman davar ba, Mechaber sheet is, and there is no fats over it, there's no transfer of taste, it would appear. Says the Mechaber, mutter leichlam bekutach, you're allowed to eat it with milchitz, that's kutach. Why? This is the Mechaber, no one has to pay close attention. Halacha for the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim is very different. And if you're eating in a house of a son that follows a halacha like the Beis Yosef, it's going to be very different than what our halacha is. So we're going to do the Mechaber only because I want to show you the extreme. And the Mechaber himself agrees to certain cases. So we have a not bar not here. Let's say not bar not. It's two knots. Don't forget. Let's talk about Nitzlu because Nitzlu is two. Mispashel is three. But Nitzlu is two. So in other words, I have the fish. It went from the pot, fleishig pot. Pot is the taste number one. From the pot, it goes into the fish. Taste number two. Says the Mechaber, nice and tam, nice and tam. I can eat the fish with milchitz. Which is interesting because the Sfarim don't eat fish with milchitz anyway, but I'm not going into that right now. All right, my pot is not clean. Of course, the halacha is going to be different. Do you have shishim or not? Then it's going to be osir. Then it's going to. So I have actual mamashes. I'm not talking about a taste. I'm talking about mamashes. So if this pot is a dirty fleishig pot, the halach is going to be that it's fleishig. Fish is a problem. It's fleishig. Fine. You can't eat the fish anyway because it's fish and meat. He's not even going into that halacha over here anyway. There's a question. And halacha, does shishim work by fish and meat anyway? That's why this is. You see from over here that this mechaber is not going into that whole shayla. Because there are those that say that if you have a drop of fish that ends up in your chal, let's say it splatters into your chal on Friday, see why it's making fish. Right next to that, you have your chal pot, and it splatters. Even if there's shishim, piskei tshuva brings down, and maybe it doesn't work. Shishim works, kosher, not kosher. This is not a shayla, kosher, not kosher. This shayla is dangerous or not. Maybe shishim doesn't work where there's a danger involved. I know other places, maybe I'm more machmir. I'm usually, when people call me with that question, usually more lenient I do will permit shishim. I have a number of reasons why, but the halacha is not so pashut. So we have this din of not barna. That is the shita of the mechaber. Comes along mechaber number two. Tzadik Seif Beis. So again, lefi the mechaber and the sfardim, not lechatchila as we'll see. But if you went ahead and cooked fish or bread, take the bread and you or the donut case, and you can eat the donut even though it was made in a place of the pot, no problem. You can have it with a coffee. Comes the mechaber vayter beish and his bashal lemayim. I have an egg. Same question. Eggs are parv. I cooked it in a milcha kapat six days. The mind big there collapsed. Mutter loses ice of a secher taniga. Mechaber holds, no problem. Even though it was a milcha kapat, but it's two tastes. Pot's number one. Egg is taste number two. Lechatchila, I'm allowed to go. Let's look at this carefully again. I already cooked the egg. He's not telling you lechatchila you're allowed to do this. If you already cooked your egg in a milcha kapat, I'm allowed to go ahead now and eat the egg with plashes. No problem. You can put it in your chong. People put eggs in the chong. You can eat it with chong. I will in this basha b'kedera in basa. If it's with meat, obviously the halacha is going to be different. Says the v'afilu b'klipa also l'achol b'kudach, you cannot eat it with milk. That's obvious. You're cooking meat together at the same time with the egg. There's no, it's not a taste and a taste. It's one taste. It's egg from the water, from the meat. I said to you before, the prima gavda molds, you need a kelu. Comes the Rama. And this is what we have to speak about. The yesh machnirin the tzli over bishul leesser noisin tam bar noisin tam. They answer it. That means this egg, or in the first case, the fish, I am not allowed to have with the opposite min. So if it was originally a fleishig pot, a ben yoimai pot, can I eat the fish with milk? No. Can I eat the dough? No. Says the Ramah, yesh machnirin, and there are those that are machmir bahaminig lasa lechatchilo. L'chatchil, it's aser for me to eat this fish that was cooked in a fleishig pot. I would not be able to have it with milchitz. So if I'm going to put on some sort, something onto the fish, which is going to be milchitz, I'm eating it, it would be a problem. I would not be allowed to eat it with milchitz. If there's some sauce, you know, certain types of mayonnaise and others, and maybe they put some milk inside to it, it would be problematic. With either Ramah, the Eved, you already mixed the two together, mutter b'cholin, you're allowed to do it. That's the shita of Rama. And then he talks about putting it in a keli, which is not, we have time, we'll come back to that, because I want to, if you want to take this fish and put it in a milk like a plate, that you could do. Says the Rama, let's says the shach, comes along the shach. What's the mini glass of the chatchila? What's the halacha then? So the halacha, the shach says, so this egg, this fish, I'm not allowed to have a milk. Uvidiyavid mutter. What does it mean, uvidiyavid? Like I just told you. You already mixed it with kutach. You already mixed the milchika sauce with it. Look at this mechab. Look at the shach. Even shitas mechaber. Avolavashan lechatchila b'kedera shel basa. Kedei leechloi b'kutach asar afilu mechaber. That would be asar even lefid the mechaber. So in other words, let's just take a case because this is what they asked me over there. If you have a potato kugel, your wife makes potato kugel, and she made in this pot, it was a ben yoimei, and it was a this pot already made fleishiks, and now you made the kugels, and she knows that you're going to have kugel with coffee. You like to have kugel with coffee, let's just say. So you're having the kugel together with the coffee. Even the mechaber holds you not allowed to do that. That's what I want to bring out. The sheets of chab. We don't hold like the mechaber. I'm just saying, lefidah sfar, the ramah. So again, if your wife knows that you eat kugel with coffee, or you're going to have it with some other milchiks, and she's making the kugel in a place in the pot. So now, to not bar not. Let's remember, it went from the pot into the kugel, two tastes. That's two. And now I want to have a coffee with it. If you already made it, she says the mechaber says you're allowed to have it with the coffee. But the chatchila, your wife knows that you're going to have this with the coffee. She would not be allowed to make the kugel in the place she can pop, knowing that you're going to have it with a coffee. So if the donuts, then even the sheep of the mechaber, if she knows that you're going to eat a donut with a coffee, and she's cooking up the donuts in a fleishig pot, the fish, even the mechaber, who's naked by not by not, we do eat donuts with coffee. That's what we do. And so if it was boiled up in a fleishig pot, you would not be allowed to boil it up. If she the shitas mechaber, what about the Ramah? Because that's nageh to us. Shitas the Ramah, because now we go back to the next shach. The shach is sif cut and dalid. I'm talking about a ben yoyma, yeah. If it's not a ben yoyma, we'll see. That's the chachmas adam. But right now it's a ben yoyma.
Let's say the oven is placed in the pot's fire.
What?
Let's say the oven is placed in the pot's fire.
Yeah, I'm not going into that case because then we're talking about reyach. It gets very complicated. I'm going to have to spend another, we need a lot of shirim for that, because after another ovens and the vents and all, it's very different. We're talking about here with this direct contact. We're talking about, you're talking about an oven with the steam and zeya. It's very different. Shmuley joined, unbelievable. Shmuley Mandel. Yeah, he joined that. He came now. He's part of the Kailu. So Rosenthal's part of the Kailu. The big Chasha by one day there. Shach says like this, and Simon inside the case of Chandalas. With the Eved Mutter, says the Marshal. The Marshal says, and so does he writes it in a number of places. Let's see the Shach to feed the Ashkenazim. So the Marshal paskins that our feet, not the Ramah said, what did the Ramah say? Ramah says, it says the Marshal, it's not true. The Shach brings down the Marshal, sees the path like that, that if it's Bishul, if it, there's one din, and if it's Nitzlu, it's another din. Let me explain. Nitzlu means that there's no water. So I am going to have where there's a pot, and the pot goes directly into the food. I fry something. So it's going from the pot into the food. That would be Nitzlu. That's two tastes. So by Nitzlu, the Mechaber is going, and that's going to be our Chala case, you notice, because there's no liquid. It's going from the pot, the cover. From the cover into the Chala, that's only two tastes. It's not three. If it's only two tastes, it's even B'di'evet, it's Aser. Aser with what? We don't know yet, but it's going to be Fleishik of bread. So that cow on top of your chowin pot, if you what we're saying over here, if you even B'di'evet, Ramah is going to tell me, according to the Shach, I'm not allowed to. If it's Bishul, then you're allowed to be making B'di'evet. What would be Bishul? The two cases of the dogim. Not dogim, sorry, let's take the case of the egg. Because the egg's in the water. From the water to the egg is three. Oh, if it's three, B'di'evet, you're allowed to, again, B'di'evet, not L'chatchila. So if you, and even L'fi the Ramah, also, if you know that even that it's going to be three knots, but you're going to have it with a coffee, you still wouldn't be allowed to do it. You for sure wouldn't be allowed to do it. Shai lives by Nitzlut. I just want to show you the cream of garden, and then we'll see.
So you would cook an egg, it's not totally the water.
Yeah, I know, but you're right. That's what they all talk about, the Shachanas. But we can look at it still as it's not fried. You're right. The Shach and the Taz all talk about that, but there's still water in there. I don't want to.
Well, how does that help?
No, because that's three tastes. That's
it's
what
not
three. We look at it as three. Let's see right now. I want to learn with you. I want to learn the Prima Gadol. Prima Gadol number three says like this. Ayin Shach. He brings down the Mashal. Oyse nitzel diyaver afilu nosan bikuta chaser. The dafka tam shlishi bina. You need a tam shlishi. Ubishlu, when you cook something, we consider it a tam shlishi. Upashat the mayan, but the water itself, the water that I heated up in this pot, Pshita, that's Nitzlu. Oh, that's Nitzlu. That water, B'di'evet, is mostly cool. What's a nafkamina? If afterwards I took this water and I mixed it with Dvash or something else, then it's going to be considered as if it's Mamish Milchix, because the water itself is a Shani. So if I took this water now that I heated up, that I heated up in a Fleishika pot, we're looking at that water as Fleishika water. And if I go ahead now, mix that water with Chala, let's say, whatever the case is, dough. That dough now is only a shani. It's not a shlishi. For it to be a shlishi, it has to go from the pot to the water, from the water into the food. But if the actual water itself is now absorbed and mixed in, I know you're all saying, but it's absorbed anyway, but he's talking about where it's mixed in, it's not going to be the visual process, it's going to be a shlishi. Fine. Everybody, hush it, we understand. The shayla is, if we stop right over here, if we have our chal on top of our chalam pot, is it fleshy? Either Ramah, it's flesh, it's nitzel. If it's so, it's even b'di'evet. B'di'evet means I can't have a milk. Right? For sure, I can't have a milk. Well, I know. So that's what we have to see, if that's going to help or not. If it's going to help to put something in between or not. Okay, so we would say it's flesh to get bread, but we have now another problem over here, and that is there's a Gemara Masechta Sakhum.
That means I can't eat it at all.
There we go. That's what we see right. So excellent. That's what I want to get to right now. Comes in, and that's what we have to discuss here. Now I need the island's help. And get too much help from them because there's serious, they're learning this. But there's serious in Prima Gadim and the serious in Chok Masadim. So I came there and said, I had this shot. These are my shilas. Get back to me. Tell me if you have any terutzim. You know, if it's Yatzei Levis, if the top is Yatzei Levis, if you can't put your hand, it's Yatzei Levis. Comes along the Gemara and Sefer Sachin says like this. You're not allowed to mix dough with milk. And if you do, you get the kala pasta through all the bread is awesome. They hergalaver. Hergalaver means you might bring that bread as if this is a food that we eat with milchiks and fleishiks. You got to throw it out. Clearly, you, like a Rumi asked me, you can't, once bread is either fleishiks or milchiks, you have to throw it out. Comes the mechaber. Let's see how does the mechaber pass.
Finish
in
one meal.
There you go. Let's see about that also. What's shot in one meal? Hey, we don't have to share about that. I don't want to go through it again, but we'll touch upon it. Ain't lashin isa, because many of us leave over. What are most people do with their leftover challah from Shabbos? They might make grilled cheese out of it, French toast. We left with so much challah so many times, and it's not one meal anymore. But let's go through the mechaber. Ain't lashin isa b'challah. You're not allowed to make milchik b'dol. Shem yavi, you might eat it with meat. Vim lash, and if you do, call up pasos. You have to throw out the bread. It's not. There's no. You can't just have it with milchik or fleishik. Afilu like l'levada. Even to eat it by itself, you're not allowed to. This halacha of bread, that once bread is either milchik or fleishik, you have to throw it out. So if you have a bread, and you're gonna, it's gonna be butter bread or maybe even a cake. We'll see. The mudaver mu'at, as we just said, if it's a small amount. What does it mean, a small amount? You can eat it in one shot. One shot is a huge machlekes. What that means, doesn't mean within 24 hours, doesn't mean over the day, over the Shabbos. We'll see shortly, just to get through. That's a separate shear, but just to get to the halachas and to get it for us today. Says the mechaber further, in lash yisim chalav, if you didn't make milk like a bread, or you made in basar, kol ha-pasta suro. If it's a small amount, we just said, chef, shalech, v'sidachas, mutter, I just repeated the words over here. We're not afraid, we shouldn't blow chashin and shishan, we're not afraid you're going to leave it over. Once we're afraid you're going to leave it over, you have to throw it out. So most of our challah, unless you finish your challah on your Shabbos table, if you know you're going to be left, and now I have challah, which is maybe fleishik, let's take David's case, I don't know, you maybe warmed it up in the oven with chicken. It might be problematic, because if you're warming up the challah and your chicken's uncovered, if it's covered, it's not a problem. But let's say your chicken's uncovered. So now the steam of the chicken is going into the challah. I can't eat the bread. I can't eat it Friday. I got to throw out that bread. So if someone's going to call me up accidentally, they put the challah in, and I see people are doing this, and women, because they don't really, sometimes they don't even pay attention. I'm not going to say for sure you have to throw out the bread, because I have to know your ovens, and I have to know how much zeya you had over this. There's a good chance I'd be maple. But I'm just saying that it's really not possible for you to heat up your challah in the oven, and the oven is not clean, or there's steam, I have to throw out the bread. It's not just let's eat the bread for the meal. Chabad says you have to throw it out. It's
make a shino.
No, you're not. It's too late already. You have your challah. We make machine. No, it doesn't help. And after, I don't want to go through those, but once you make the bread, shina doesn't work. You have to make the shina all the way before, not later.
The pot, on top of the pot, is zeya anyway. The chol doesn't touch the top of the pot. The zeya from the chol is touching the top of the
zeya goes into the steam now.
Okay, but that's not different than the oven. The challah is wrapped, the chol is wrapped.
No, because the oven has vents, so it's weird to escape. There's nowhere to escape over here. It makes it much, it's much more, it's hotter.
It's even more to escape, because the whole rest of the pot is not being covered.
But the steam goes, though, we look at the whole pot, it's still of the flame, it's still steam. Your oven is vented, so if it's vented and it's large, then maybe it's not so, maybe it's just reason to be
vent.
A
vent,
yes.
It's
designed
to
right, the vent is designed to pull it out, not to keep it in. The vent is made to, designed to do that. Comes along, okay, so what's the final halacha?
Rebbe, if you go to Essen and you have a hot brisket sandwich, yes, you have to throw it out if you don't finish it.
I know, actually, I want to get to it. Well, we'll see right now. So what? Let's go to, what's Bivas Achas? But let's see, what does Bivas Achas mean? Anyway, I put the halachas here, just very short. Imlash ishtim chalav, so if you mix the dough with milk, or your basar, bread is asr, imaysa ishtim, let the shesh lechem sudachas, mutter, I already said that with you, base, I'm up to base. Mutter lalas, you can go ahead and knead, shall ishtim chalav, so you can take a large amount of dough, imaysa shino, you have to make the shino before, not afterwards, if it's too late. You can't go ahead and make the bread and say, you know what, I'll make a shino now, that doesn't work. The davka l'bnei beisa, that's for your home. Abulimkar b'chanos, to give it to friends or to sell it in a store, that you're not allowed to do either. However, if the shina is made in the past and everybody knows the shina, the dievet, you could sell it. So to having bread with a shina is not so kosher. Anyway, unless there's a big loss, we just have some money, then we go into have some ruba. Okay, let's go right there. comes from Moshe Feinstein, and Moshe writes with the bread on our table. So let me, according to what we're saying, let me, before we go further, what would the island say? You have leftover bread on your Shabbos table. You're out of flesh in the meal. You have to throw out the bread. You can make grilled cheese with it. Again, it wasn't even cooked together. I mean, it wasn't in the oven together, but it was on my table with flesh.
The table on the table.
It was on the table.
On my table. I have my chal on my table. We cut the chal.
What's
it called? Chal plate. I've been passing it around. I have my liver. I eat it with bread. People eat the, they'll eat the bread with not just starting the meal. So now. Right, I know. So I'm saying, Ramanisha wants to know, is this included in this Isser? I got to throw out my bread because it's on my table with flashes. Maybe this is still. In other words, it's a chash. Maybe this, maybe something got dirty. The chalm spilled. It's splattered. There's a lot of things we could be chayshish for, and then it's chayshish bread. I would have to throw out the bread. Forget about even leaving it for milchiks. Comes our Moshe and says like this. He first of all talks about the shina, and he says it, the bread. Just getting straight. If you look, it's it should have been in a large print, but there's a dot, three lines into Igros Moshe. Pasag gedoyla. You have a large bread. The part that you didn't cut yet, that's what he's talking about. The part of the bread that was not sliced yet, sometimes we don't slice it until people ask us, that we're usually careful with, not that it wouldn't touch. No one's touching that bread. No one's putting their hand into the challah, into that plate to take that bread. It wasn't sliced. So Ramesha says, I'm not worried about that. Of course, he says, Misha writes, you want to be machmer at least, there's no shashi hold. It's a miley seiro. That's what he wants to say. But where the slices are, where the bread is already sliced, then you have a problem. Because a lot of people will put their hand when it has fleshiks on it, they're touching the bread. That's fleshik of bread. That bread I would have to throw out. So Ramesha says, the bread that wasn't sliced yet, even though it's on the table, you want to be machmer, he says, you can be machmer. He says, yesh be miley seiro. To go so far to say throughout the bread, he says you don't definitely don't have to do that. That's too far because he holds it's not a problem anyway. So that you don't have to do. Fine. Now, what we're going to do now is go to
meat. Even if you're not touching the meat, we eat with a fork and a knife. We're not touching meat. We're still considering our hands are flushing in a regular.
Yeah, you might. Capacity. It could be right. Your hands still have grease on it sometimes. It could have.
Passing food above it, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, there's also things splattered. Right, usually we're more careful, right. So the you have to be careful, I recommend, take off the bread, all the sliced bread, take off the table, because then you're going to at least, you might be running into problems, you have to throw it out. Yeah. I don't slice all the bread.
I don't slice all the bread.
Whatever is sliced, they're going to have a problem. Right. What I want to do with the Olam is this mechaber in Simen Tzadik Zayin Tefalot. The Olam is going to see over here a chiddush gadol and creates a lot of issues for most of us. Mechaber says like this. So we're introduced. Whatever we've been doing, we have been introduced to this fleshing of bread idea. Fleshing of bread, we have to throw out. Comes the mechaber and says like this. Ramah number four. You're not allowed to bake any bread, as we said in the same oven. I just told you before. In Paladin, I pashti the betanan oven. But look why he says you're not allowed to do it. He doesn't say because of Isaiah. Ichayshinon, we're afraid. Shema, maybe. Yozav minashum and alpat. Maybe it's going to splatter. Maybe the gravy. Maybe in this case of the pashti, that's a knish. Maybe also some type of a gravy over there. Maybe it's going to flow. And it's going to come to the bread. Oh, it's fleshig of bread. Fleshig of bread. We have to throw it out. Says the Taz, Chiddush Gadol and the Taz and the Shach. They both say this. What do you mean? Does it have to actually flow or not? Lai be'inan shinira shuman. You don't have to see the fats under the bread. Ela kol shemis bashik chutz lepashtid. If this fleshig of knish has zeya, or in this case it has shuman, and it's flowing, v'nivla b'tanur, so it's in the oven walls. Chayshinam, we're afraid. Look at how far we're afraid. Maybe holcha habliya arapas in the oven. It travels through the oven walls, and then it goes to the bread, and now the bread is becoming glacious. K'mash, my guy says, so you hear what's happening over here? I have a glacial dish in my oven.
I haven't had the bread that's stuck on for a long time.
Yeah, it's touching the oven. Yeah, it's not in the, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about our ovens where it's going to be zeh only. I'm only trying to bring a raya to my case of the chalom pari. We're going to bring a raya from over here. So again, the Taz is telling you, and the Shach says the same thing. Yeah, you put fleishiks down on the, take like a hot plate. They're both on the hot plate. Where afraid is that the fleishik is going through the plate. From the hot plate, it then goes into the bread. Oh, fleishik of bread. Fleishik of bread, I have to throw out. That's what he's telling you. So all of you are going to ask me the question that I asked, right? When you learn this, what's the kasha? What do you mean? Why is it? What's the problem? It's a not bar not. It's a secondary taste. So again, I have over here the bread. I have the fleishik, the pashtila, the knish. From the knish, it goes into the oven. That's a wall. Wall number one. From the oven, it goes into the bread. Bread's the second taste. It's like the egg. So what's the problem over here? Why is this a problem? There's bread after. Okay, you want to tell me I can't eat this bread with milchiks? I understand. But we're telling me even have to throw it out? Because you have to, that should have made it clear. Simen tzadik zayin is a simen in place of bread. And the halach is you have to throw it out. So we're telling you have to throw it out. Comes the Yad Yehud. For those that learn Yeridayas, the Yad Yehud is one of the svarim that we must always look at if you have time. And the Yad Yehuda in his Pirush HaKatzer asked this question, and that's why he says v'diavad, it's okay. But look what he says earlier. Alva b'loich shazet. He holds that it has to actually touch the bread. Mashatan or boileam in a shum and derech yisavilu lapas ain't shash. Why? Ah, it's a naparna. Vagam dein ligram naparna. You can't make a naparna lechatchila. The prat, especially by nitzlu or nizbashlu. We already learned the Ramah. And there gam b'diavad loich lechatchila. And we saw that you're not allowed to even eat a lechatchila. Khan, he's more makel. Why is he more makel? There's a whole bunch of reasons. First of all, maybe the shuman it doesn't ain't a mefateya. Maybe it doesn't spread through the oven. Shema, maybe like Bob Klala, maybe never even ended up under the bread. So he has many reasons why. But in theory, he agrees that it's a not bar not. And when it's a not bar not, we run into problems. We're running into problems. It's fleishik of bread. And the Pisgei Tshuva says that he asked this question to the Olam. And it's really, it's Sarach Ian. Without learning the Pisgei Tshuva, I think you'd all agree. What's wrong with this bread? The worst is, let's think about this for a moment. The Ramah tells us that if you have a not bar not, did the oven, it's okay. Did the oven okay? So how could we have this bread over here that was in the oven and you tell me you have to throw it out? Why do you have to throw it out? Did the oven, if this bread was eaten with milk, it wouldn't be a problem. And you're telling me you have to throw out the bread? That was Sarki and Goggle. Again, I want you to follow along with me over here, how I learned through the sugi over here. The Taz is telling you, Taz is telling us, that if you have a bread, heat it up in an oven, and the fleishik goes through the walls of the oven and then into the bread, I have to throw out the bread. What do you have to throw out the bread for? Even if I went ahead and had the, according to the Ramah, for sure, again, this is the Ramah, leaving out the Marshal and the Shach, Ramam says, b'diavad, it's okay. B'diavad, the bread could be eaten with milchiks. Meaning, what does it mean, b'diavad, it could be eaten with milchiks? If this bread was mixed with milchiks, I could still eat it. I can't mix it with milchiks, because that's a lechatchila. But this bread itself, I can go ahead, and if it was mixed with milchiks, I'm allowed to eat it. How can I have a bread now that was cooked in an oven with pashtida, and you tell me I have to throw out the bread? How can I throw out the bread? Even if I ate it with milk, Rama says it's okay with the apple. Sorry, you can go though, right? It doesn't make any sense.
It's not right now where I had something an hour before in the pot. The taste is still there.
Right.
And that's gone now. I put something else in the pot. It's going back from the pot back into the second thing.
Right.
Here it's active, right?
Oh, Yitzhak Mechavin to the Pisri Chuv. That's the Chavin's Das. That's how we answer the question. And Steve answers the question like you. That's what he says. Very good. But we're going to see. Not everybody holds like that. But that's very good. Now you're learning the sugya. So the Pisrei Tshuva brings down Azai. He asks the kasha. He says, V'im zav tachta, all in the bold, the number seven. Tachas apas mamish dimloy ken it's an apranat, the shavir the oven. So he brings down the crazy, the placey. So Rabbi Yonis and I just ask on the taz and the shach. What do you mean? My question. I am chavaz das, like kasha midi. Like Yitzhi just said, Rab Kishitamachru Baluakvar. It was an hour ago. Avo Bishaz Bishol. If it's during the cooking process itself, it's not Shayach. Meaning to say that if I put my challah on top of the chalom pot, it's not even an apar, it's worse than an apar not. Napar not means that I went ahead and was fleishik 10 minutes an hour ago. And now I take that same pot and I boil up my dough. Or I go ahead and boil up maybe the ed. But if during the active, when it's going on, there's no halach of not burn out. So the fee, what this Piskei Tshuva is saying, will you all agree then that our challah is fleishiks? And if it's fleishiks, I got to throw it out. And therefore, Ephraim says, go out in separation. It doesn't help because it's active. Not by not doesn't work when it's active. So even if I go ahead and put another layer there, I'm going to tell you how it can work in a moment. I'm just trying to go and say
this.
You're
on the left of your problem.
Right?
On the path.
If the challen spills out over the black, red is going through the black. It's the same case.
Even if it doesn't, why is it different going through the cover?
The problem is that we need, I'm going to get to that. That's what I have to get
still,
to.
Even if it doesn't spill over,
right, based on what I'm saying. But again, there's more halachas here that we have to clarify. But you're right. Based on this, it should be a problem. Excellent. Very good. He then brings down the Beis Ephraim, and the Beis Ephraim says, no, again, all the bold parts of it, the Kima, the Lezov, Hachas, Hapas, Mamish, he does hold it still a Naparna. He holds even active is still the same rules as Naparna. The law, not like the Chavez, oh, but we have a Machlaikis. So we have a Machlaikis. We should be staying away. If you can call me up and say you already did it, fine, I'll tell you what the law is. I'll be medical. But if you want, you can ask me every Shabbos. I want to heat up my challah. Like this, I have a problem. And even to put the challah directly on the block, if the challah spills out, and we see that all the time, it's going to overflow onto the block. It goes into the block, from the block to the challah. My challah now is going to be fleishig challah. Not only I can't eat it with milk, I have to throw out the bread. That's what it seems. I wrote it over here, therefore, on the back. There's a sefer that where they learned in yeshiva, and it was just easier for me to copy and paste than me writing it myself. So I just want to, we'll read it over here. You'll see, therefore, the maskanah. So you have sefkaniyos. Let's just read it together based on what we're saying. Shalosu oisim emayim shehochmu b'kli chalavi. Afilu shebalu b'sefkaniyos is a not sheni. Shalchal avasa, you can't eat it in basa b'kamakam achra, not bar not. Let's review. He's talking about then the second case, the Sukkani Oak. That's three knots. Oh, three knots. For sure you don't have to throw it out. What have to throw it out for? It's three knots. No one, the Ramah himself agreed. But look at the next case. There's no three there. There's only two. Ma'acher, and we just said it's Shas Bishel, like Yitzi said it's Shas Bishel. Das HaSoimrim, according to the ones that hold, it's not considered a Napar, not Nesar Bachila. You gotta throw out your bread. Finish Gadol. You don't have to throw out your bed because we're saying it's active. If there's active, there's no Napar, not. And even if it's not active, it's also not so poshid. Because we're gonna see now, and these are my Tzarchians. I don't have answers. I make a start playing around with answers in Yeridea. But we're going to see that it's serious in the Prima Gadol itself. And if it's a nap or not, you have to throw out the bread or not. So let's go right there, number eight. So Olam's okay. So far, we're okay. The bread on top, the crowd, we have a problem with the bread on the chompat or on the bluff. I know. Zok the Prima Gadol in the Mishnah Tzayzav, he says, not or not. So here he writes, with the Evra Pashari B'mocha. You can have it with power. So here the Prima Gadol says that once it's a not by not, it's like I said to you before, you don't have to throw it out. A kapanah will be done. Even according to us, you can eat the bread with par. You can have a milk. So again, a bread that's a not by not. Okay. But it comes along the Prima Gadol at number nine. Look what he says over there. Uler, I'm reading the bold part again, just a few words before that. Ularab gamkein asarim chalav davel chatilos. Will be called makom av im basar oy milcha aser because it's a not by not lechatchila. He looks at it as if you're going to take your bread and you're putting it on top of your challah pot, that's called lechatchila. I would not be allowed to do that. If I did it, that's what he writes. That's just all the print of it. If you knew that you were going to eat this, you knew what you were doing. So you can't tell me it was an accident because you knew that you were going to. Now you all know that halacha. So you're going to take the bread and put it on top of your challah pot. I'm relying on that for not lechatchila. Oh, I can't do that. I would have to throw out the bread. That's what the Prima Gadol says. You're not allowed to eat it with milk, and you're not allowed to eat it with flesh. We have a stira. That was stira number one. Because again, number eight, he holds you're allowed to have it with power of a not by a not. And number nine, he's telling you, you're not allowed to have it. The same questions will come up in the Chayot, in the Chacham HaSadim, because he also says the same. One time he says yes, one time he says no. What I put on the sheet over here is that you can see clearly, and we'll read it together, the first paragraph, and then we'll go through the Chacham Kol and with the Chacham Sadam, because he does put down halachas very clearly. Uludvarov, he says, L'fi the prima godim. I'm reading you that paragraph. So if you went out and baked bread, let's say you're baking it in a pan of where you made chicken before. Throw out the bread. Because most, why don't we do with bread? We eat it with bowl. Comes out, it's lots of achila. He's talking about chocolate because they take, let's say you heated up chocolate and you're putting it on a donut. So let's just read it because it's an agar. What do? You melt it. So you melted the chocolate in a place you pot. What do you normally do with a donut? You can eat it with coffee. Oh, nasa, it's meant to be eaten. And I'm not allowed to eat it, but I would have to throw out the donut. So if you put on any topping and take chocolate, and the chocolate was melted, and you heated up the chocolate in a milk liquor pot, even though it's part of chocolate, the chocolate itself is milchitz, and it's on a donut, and this donut now I have to throw out. So we have to really be careful. Those in the kashrus, I didn't even ask them if they didn't think about it. I'm assuming that they're making it in parable. But if in our own homes you're making your own donut, or anywhere you normally eat it with milchitz and pleishitz, that's the same thing of milchitz and bread. Not just bread. It will be out. So any type of a flavoring topping that we're going to use in the donut, which is powder. It's powder. You bought it in the store, it's powder. But it's not really power because the filling or the cream was made in a milchik kapat. So not bar not. This donut now is like bread. We would have to throw it out. Something to be aware of. The milchik donuts, they put the thing in. Yes, it's also, I don't know, it's not so posh, but yeah, they're putting it out there. Because it doesn't really look different. And I've had people tell me, and they've been nichshol, and I myself will admit I wanted to. Years ago, we complained because they didn't put the signs up. And you have to know on this side of the store, it's milchix, and here it's not. And people don't realize that. They go in, they just pick it up, and they're eating donuts, milchix and donuts with leishiks. And we see it with my own eyes. People had no idea. They didn't pay attention to it. They thought all donuts are fire. Okay, now it's more popular. You have the cheese, but so many of the, and therefore it's not so posh. And therefore, let's just end off with the Chacham Sadam because this is nagir to each one of us. Because most of us are Eina Ben Yaimoy, so.
Right.
So now let's talk about it. Let's just end off with the Eina Ben Yaimoy. The Chacham Sadam also says, so let's finish last number 10 and number 11. Says the Chacham Sadam like this. He says, if the oven is on a slant, then the fats are flowing to the pas. Okay. Then he writes like this. It's a big loss of money. If it didn't flow, meaning it's a not barna. Yeah, you can be matter because it's not barna. But if it's not a hefsid meruba, the Chacham Sadam says you have to throw out the bread. Clearly, everybody sees that. It's only if it's a hefsid meruba. Good. Then he writes number 11. Look at number 11. This is the main halacha. All you have to do is chazad is Chacham Sadam over and over again. You get a basic idea what the halacha is. Most of the time, that's what it is. Your wife made a kugel in an Eina Ben Yaimoy. The last time she used this pan for fleishiks was two days ago. So, mutter leich lebechal. Whatever was made in there, you could eat with milk. I feel you done, even to us. But look at this part. This is very important. If your wife knows that you have kugel with coffee, she can't go out and make the kugel in fleishik pot, even if it's not an Eina Ben Yaimoy. Because she knows that you have kugel, I have kugel with coffee. So she knows that. She cannot go ahead and deny Sangha b'chathilo. Oh, so you're all going to tell me what I mean. It's also not bar not. So it's a not bar not, right? And it's an Eina Ben Yaimoy, and he still says you're not allowed to do it. B'chathilo. Right, b'chathilo, yeah.
What? B'chathilo could do it by own plan and drink the coke. And then afterwards I could drink my coke.
Right, yeah. True, 100%. But if you always do it like that, so then you have a problem, right? Oh, so here's the case. So if you heat it up, look what he says here. If you heat it up water in a milk like a pot, which is a ben yoimoy, this is our case we've been talking about the whole shiur. And I use that to mix to knead the dough. Of course. What do you mean? Not only basa. Why you not allowed? Should have be also to have a milk too? Shouldn't you have to throw out this bread? It's a steer in the Chacham Sadam. That's one of the questions that we were dealing with in the shir. You just have to throw it out. Then he says, narrowly, it appears to me, if I have no other keli, they mean like keli achel chamim boy. Because I have two. I have nice and tamat gam and not par not. It's only because I have no other keli. But if not, clearly you see from the Chach Masadam, even where it's a not par not and it's an enem and yomet, lechatchili and I'll ever do it. If I have no other keli to heat up the water, to knead the dough, I want some hot water to knead up the dough, that's his case over here. If I have no other choice, the Chach Masadam says, I'm going to rely on both, not par not and nice and tamat gam. But lechatchili you're not allowed to. So let's just end off with our challenge. So what is it? What's the eighth then? You want to heat up your challah. If you're there is another halach in Yaradeya that if there's no liquid, there's no transfer of taste. In other words, if the food is directly touching a pot, there's a transfer of taste. But if I have two kalim and there's no liquid, there's no transfer of taste. So let's say your challah pot touches your fish pot, and you see there's no evaporate, there's no liquid, there's no condensation, there's nothing on the side, there's no liquid there, even though they touch. There's no transfer of taste. So, before I mentioned this idea before, if you're going to take aluminum foil and you make sure that the top of the cholam pot is not wet, that you would have to make sure. You have to make sure it's totally dry. So then you can put the challah on the aluminum foil on top of the cholam pot because then it can't go from the cover to the aluminum foil. There's no liquid. If there's liquid, then we have a problem. But if you're going to go out, so the same would be if you're putting it on your blech. You're putting it on your bluff, you would have to put it, you can't just put it down directly on the bluff. You would have to put it on the aluminum foil. But again, the bluff has to be dry. If it's not dry, then we would have all these problems. So the way to get out of most of what we're saying is
like a chile you're allowed to do it.
Then like a chile you're allowed to do it because there's no way to transfer your taste. But you have to always be worried again that there's no liquid, there's no condensation.
It's
going to build up. And most of the people told me now, I didn't see this after looking out because they told me last week that if you look the covers of all the chalms, do have a hole there.
Yeah, glass covers.
Glass covers have a hole, right? Glass so covers. Then, problem is glass maybe is not by layer either. So maybe with the glass covers, you could also be makel because glass is not by layer, so it's not going into the glass from the glass. But if it's a metal, then it would be a problem. So there's other. If the shiloh comes up, you call me and ask me. But I want to thank Ilan for going through this with me. I did spend a lot of time. This is what I was learning on the side myself, but for bearing with me with this year.
No problem.